Hey, bud, what happened to your clothes?
I got molested in a little boy's room.
CJLO, 1690 AM, your good pal Satan here, hosting for the rest of Metal March. Sorry I missed the first couple weeks. That's the last time I'm going to apologize for it. I think I've apologized enough. I know you're all Canadian, so you expect it, but, you know, I think I've done enough now. What you just heard there was some Breaking Point by Madeer off of Violent Thoughts, which came out on Friday and is on the Bandcamp in case you would like to have it for yourself. I usually encourage people to own physical things. It's not because I don't think that there's an inherent torture in having something that's digital that is can be wiped by, like, I don't know, someone passing by with a strong magnet or something. But, you know, I think you should own things, you know. I guess a streaming service and having it digitally is a little bit the same, although at least you have the files when you download them from Bandcamp. Anyway, the point is, before that, you heard some more of the interview and then a track called No Salvation from Let Me Sleep Forever, in case you were like, hey, that sounds kind of different. Is that from the same record? It's not. It's not. I fooled you. And then there was some Feast that started off the last segment of the show. Off of Black Sludge. So I've played pretty much something from everything, although for the last part here, I'm going to focus more on the latest release. I didn't play anything off of Bludgeoning Kings. I'm sorry. I apologize. Not enough time. I guess I could have made time if I didn't meander like this, but, you know, it's only so much you can do, really. So let's finish off this interview. Big thanks to Kyle for sitting down with Andrew. I'm reading that right? Yes. Okay. For sitting down with Andrew and chatting with him. And if you want to check out Madeer, you definitely should. Throw some money their way. Just throw it into there. There's worse things for you to spend your money on. I know what you're planning on spending it on, James. But come on now. Really. Honestly. And I'll catch you all next week. Stay tuned for more grade A explosives and more CJLO programming. All right. Bye, everybody.
Well, I've brought this down a little bit. I realize this. Let me try and bring it up here. What's the worst musical instrument?
The worst musical.
If we would like really focus down, it's probably some like singular percussion, like just a single cymbal or something that doesn't have much dynamics. Yeah, there's nothing like I truly hate. Bagpipes can be really annoying, but there is tunes you can do with them. So I think like the worst musical instrument would be something with small range. I don't know.
This is such a weird question. I often think about cutting this question, but it's the one that of all of the ones I ask, gives people the most pause to think about, which is sort of strange, because like I'll ask a lot of questions on a lot of topics, but nothing makes people pause as much as that one.
I know like some people like really hate on some stuff, but I'm like, I don't know. If it can play a tune, that's probably fine with me. You know, everyone like pictures like a plastic recorder or something. It's like, but there is like wooden and like professional recorders. They are out there. And so to me, it'd just be like something simple that can't do much. I don't know, like a single wood block. I don't know.
What's the musical environment that is around Guelph? Like, I obviously know that Bonnie Trash is from there and they are amazing. And I know their university is there, so that probably helps. But like, what's popping off around Guelph right now? Jesus, what a thing to ask.
I should get out more. I have work like weird schedule. So like any night that there'll be something, I'm like, I'm scheduled to work. So I'll miss it. I can't shout out World Eaters from Guelph. They're so good. They just came out with a new record like January 1st. And I was like listening to it on the repeat. I was like, this is crazy good for an underground band. And like, I still haven't seen them live and I live in the same town as them.
I agree. That's a very good record. Thank you, Blue Sky. Blue Sky's been doing really good for my musical listening here. Well, let's round this out here. Let's put a nice cap on this, because let's talk about the future of Madeer. What's kind of the plan coming up here? Do you have more songs that are kind of that you're always working on? Do you like rest in between records? Well, I mean, you kind of answered if you are going to be playing anything live or not. But like, what kind of possibilities do you think there are of like maybe that happening?
Right now, like the last three EPs, as soon as I wrote them, like I immediately had more ideas. I was like, oh, I should have put this on there. And I started writing the next one. I have not started writing anything right now. I just been kind of, I don't know, a little bit uninspired. I was like, I'm thinking of, like I usually, with the last EP, I made all these like silly videos, just something to put on TikTok. And I think it helped me out a little bit. So like right now I'm like, oh my God, I got to think of like something just to put up there. And so my mind unfortunately has been focused on music. It's been focused on how to people please on social medias. It's important for better or for worse. If people really like what they're hearing, then I could always like see, maybe put a band together to actually play it live if it did get enough attention. But yeah, right now I'm not writing anything. So
well, everyone, then you're going to have to go and just go listen to all of these records on repeat and you know, actually download them for money off of Bandcamp, and then you'll be able to see it for real.
Right now it's free. Everything's, I'm going to try to make it like pay what you want on Bandcamp. Yeah. On all the street, if I make like a whole album or something and we're making physical copies, then we'll all think about taking money. Right now is no. Just listen to it.
Pay what you want though means fund this project. Everybody go in there, because otherwise it's just going to be these terrible corporate focus tested bands for all eternity, and nobody wants that. Well, you might want that, but if you do, you're missing out entirely. Yeah. Is there anything else that you have that you want to share with the people to tell them about anything coming up that they should be looking forward to? I know that there's no live shows I can talk about. There's a bit of a breather happening for music. Do you have like, well, you might make some TikToks for people, but is there anything else that you kind of have on the horizon that you're thinking about or that people should look for?
I've not planned. It's just EPs coming out. And I'll try to make you listen to it.
Send me home, send me in, let me talk, let my mind, my path, pull me in, the race is done, you certainly win. Live with me, die with me, let me tell you I'm bad. Not tonight, I got it fine. Lipstick,
Yeah.